Hey, everybody around the world. This is Sunshiny Day. Thank you for tuning in to Broken Glass, the sunny side. So today I want to continue the conversation of food struggle honesty. And I'm basically just using this kind of like a diary, but like as a, you know, letting you know that you're not alone with your struggles of food. So recently I've opened up to myself and a couple other people, and my food is really linked to like my intake of smoking weed. And so recently I've had to like stop smoking weed because one, I just can't afford it because I'm poor in this time of the pandemic. And also two, because like it's made my appetite get out of control and my inhibitions of food have really gone down the last 6-7 months during this whole quarantine and COVID and everything. So, you know, I've just been porking it on and I've just been using it as an escapism. And I've had to like really talk to myself about this thing, you know? Excuse me, my throat is dry. And, addictions are real, whether it's food or drugs or porn or, you know, some other vice that you have out there, gambling. There's all sorts of vices and addictions, and they come in all forms and shapes and sizes. And it's, you know, like, I think a big problem or challenge that we have with addictions these days is we are unwillingly, as a society, to openly talk about these addictions and whatnot, you know, because it's a stigma. It's a judgment that we put on each other, you know, what unbiasedly or biasedly, unconsciously or consciously, it just happens. But yeah, in the last episode, I said that I was going to start the Master Cleanse, and I haven't been able to find all the ingredients. And also, too, if we're being honest about food struggles and everything, I've been having like major PTSD with the Master Cleanse, or a term I heard the other day, which I really liked, spicy deja vu. It's just my body goes into freak out mode every time that I'm like thinking of trying to do the Master Cleanse. So I definitely recommend trying the Master Cleanse once in your life, but it's not for everybody. It's not for all the time. It's here and there. So I, you know, that being said, I have basically, I'm coming back to the sober life, which is cool. It's weird. Haven't been here in a minute. But, you know, it's helping me get my life together. It's helping me get my life together in the sense that I'm really able to, like, listen to my thoughts and be with my thoughts, whether they're good or bad, and process them, you know, like, in a good manner instead of, like, high as a bird all the time or, you know, like, thinking that I can solve every problem climbing every high mountain I can possibly smoke. But yeah, and that ties into my food because, you know, it breaks down the inhibitions of like, you should stop eating food right now because you're already full, yada, yada, yada. But yeah, it's a tough road to hoe sometime. Just letting you know that you're not alone in this world when it comes to addictions and food and our vices. We all have them, I believe. It's money's one, a huge one. I could go on and on. But yeah, I just wanted to do a follow-up. I just wanted to do a follow-up on food struggle honesty. And this is my, not conclusion, but this is my continuation of that subject for the moment. If you have any questions or you need help, you want to reach out and, you know, talk about these issues or whatever, I'm here. Just email me, text me, whatever. Until next time, I'll see you all on the flip side. I wish you all love, peace, and light.